Ship's log. Ship's log. Solar date 30.22.0914.4. Crewman James Andrew reporting aboard the starship Jupiter's Ghost. We are en route to the planet Zarathustra, owned by the chartered Zarathustra Company. Our database indicates that it's a small planet, currently best known as the only source of a jewel called the Sunstone. Details on the mission are scarce, but Captain Jones indicated that we were on some kind of a xenobiology thing. I don't know. We've been underway for 11 hours, and we're scheduled to arrive in another two. There is very little to report in this section of space. It's a common shipping route, and we have several other vessels on our scans, but none have made contact. I suspect that this mission will be almost entirely insignificant. I also suspect that if the captain listens to this mission log, she'll chastise me again for editorializing. Personal log, crewman James Andrews, solar date 30.22.0914.41. I wish I'd paid more attention in xenobiology in school. I just know that I'm not going to be chosen for this away mission. I hope we can get some shore leave while we're down there. I'd love to be able to get some fresh air. I'm going to check the ship's database and see if there are any sights on Zarathustra worth seeing. Oh. Apparently most of the planet is barren rock, and it's full of particularly vicious creatures. Awesome. Let's see, this one's called a land prawn, and looks like, well, it looks like something you might call a land prawn. 12 legs, claws, antenna, nearly a foot long, disgusting. Oh, here's a fun one. Locals call it a damn thing. I guess that's the kind of names you get on a planet full of miners. 3 giant horns, nearly as big as a horse, says they hunt in packs. I really hope I don't get chosen for this away mission. Ship's log, solar date 30.22.0914.5. Crewman James Andrews reporting for the Jupiter's Ghost. I was chosen for the away mission. I'm reporting from the surface of the planet Zarathustra. The away team consists of myself, Captain Jones, the ship's chief. I was chosen for the away mission. I'm reporting from the surface of the planet Zarathustra. Hooray for me! The away team consists of myself, Captain Jones, the ship's chief medical. The away team consists of myself, Captain Jones, the ship's chief medical officer, Dr. Hatfield, and a small security detail led by Chef Martinez. I was unsure of the utility of having the ship's... The away team consists of myself, Captain Jones, the ship's chief medical officer, Dr. Hatfield, and a small security detail led by Chef Martinez. Yeah, I was unsure of the utility of having the ship's cook as a member of a security detail when he was chosen. I'm not unsure any longer. Within seconds of reaching the surface of the planet, we were set upon by a pack of damn things. You remember, 3 horns, hunt in packs. Before I even had time to ship myself up, sorry, gotta be professional, before I had time to assess the situation, Chef Martinez had leaped into action, literally leapt. He jumped straight over me, incapacitated the first 2 damn things with a stunner, and then proceeded to charge a third while screaming a deep guttural scream that I am certain will haunt my nightmares for the rest of my life. The remaining damn things retreated. I was still frozen with fear. When I regained my composure, I found that Captain Jones's shirt was torn at the shoulder, and Dr. Hatfield had her in her arms, apparently tending to some sort of wound. I'm positive that the damn things didn't get near the captain, so I'm unsure how this situation arose. The captain is now giving me a hand gesture that meant that we agreed. The captain is now giving me the hand gesture that we agreed meant stop talking about this subject right now. So I'm going to end this recording and pick back up when I find out why the hell we're here. Ship's log. Solar date 3022.0914.55. Crewman James Andrews reporting for the Jupiter's Ghost. Apparently an old Rust Belt miner found some kind of new life form and they might be intelligent, and if they are intelligent, then the company that owns this planet has to give it up and let the indigenous inhabitants decide how to allocate the land. Obviously, the Zarathustra company doesn't want that. So now there's going to be some kind of big court battle and we have to stay a few days and help figure out if things... So now there's going to be a big court battle and we have to stay a few days and help figure out if the things are intelligent. They're kind of cute, but they're also the most vicious hunters I have ever seen. I am very uncomfortable. According to Dr. Hatfield and whatever science doodad she was using, they communicate ultrasonically. Bully for them, it makes my head hurt. Anyway, I'm sure the resulting legal battle will be fascinating. Maybe someone will write a book about it. Personally, I can't wait to get back to the ship. Personal log, crewman James Andrews. Stardate, number. Solar date, 3022.0914.5758? I don't know. I've been asked to stay on the planet Zarathustra as we study these little fuzzy fucking monkeys. So, guess I'm gonna do that out here in this barren, rocky wasteland. This is my life now. This is my life now. Guess the ship's gonna have to find a new reporter. Guess this is what I get for speculating about the caption. I guess this is what I get for speculating about the captain's sexual escapades in official mission logs. Oh well. At least it's a temporary assignment. I should be back aboard the Jupiter's Ghost within the next 3 years. Crewman James Andrews signing off for the Crewman James Andrews signing off. Have fun out there, guys. I'm sure gonna miss the Jupiter's Ghost.